You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games. Welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom. I'm here with Sam, and we're sorry we missed last week. Things got a little crazy. Sam's been busy with some schedule stuff. I got attacked by 4 migraines in the same week. It was no fun. We tried to get another episode out this week, and things are just busy. But we're back. We've got our patrons here to play a game. Sam, I am excited about 20 questions with the patrons, mostly because on all of the other podcasts where we do this, I have to be the person who has the thing and everyone else has to guess. But I actually get to play and punch my microphone while we talk. So that's fun. How you doing, man?
But it's me. I'm the game master this time, and you all are my pawns. It's going well. I'm excited. I've never done, I don't think we've ever done a 20 questions for the patron chat in this show before.
I don't think we
have. So I've gone through and I've selected a number of different topics. They're all, and this is the only hint you're going to get from the very beginning, that they are all persons, places, or things that we have previously covered in the Lorecast.
Right. So if you paid attention to the show, then these things should be familiar. It's not going to be something out of left field that maybe you didn't run into, that was some topic that we haven't even covered yet. Nothing like that. It's all going to be things that you should be familiar with. And to join us this week, we have Ed Boy, Genesis, Magister DeVita, and Turbo Toboggan. Friends, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have all of you here. You want to do a funny thing where we all chime in on the count of three? Let's do it. On the count of three, let's make the sound of traveling through space. Here we go. Get ready to unmute. 1, 2, 3, go. Very wonderful. Thank you for being here, everyone. All right, so here's the plan. Sam has whatever it is in mind. We have 20 questions to guess it correctly. We can use other questions to narrow that down. And in order to keep this going, and so that there's not a whole bunch of dead space while we're on air and people are trying to listen to the show, we're going to go in order. We're going to start with Ed Boy. Ed, you get to kick us off, and then we're going to go in order on the screen from Ed to Genesis to Magister to Turbo to me, and then we're going to continue. Now, if at any point one of us feels like, oh, we know it, we can jump to just guessing the conclusion. I feel like that's totally legit, because while somebody else is thinking or while we're posing questions, we can also dialogue. We can say, all right, what if these are the things that he said so far? What do you all think? Maybe it's more in this direction. We can give each other ideas. We can work together on this. But the person asking the question will go in order. So that doesn't mean that they have to come up with the idea completely on their own. We might say, oh, they said it wasn't a thing. Maybe it's a person. Ask if it's a person. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, is it a person? And then that person uses their turn to ask that question. Does that make sense? So feel free to unmute yourself. Feel free to have conversation, share what you're thinking. It's not going to change the solution because Sam already knows what the answer is. So he can hear us talk about it. It's not going to ruin anything. Make sense? Everybody cool? You good, Sam?
I am, yeah, fighting a little bit of acid reflux, but I'm great.
Gosh. All right. Well, I hope that gets better. If you need to go get some Tums, let us know or whatever. All right. Let's kick this off. We're on topic number one. We're going to see how many of these we can get through by the end of the show, by the end of the hour. Ed, kick us off. Where do you want to start? He said it's person, place, or thing. So maybe we can narrow that down.
Is it a person?
No.
It is not okay. A person. All right. Here, I'm going to keep notes in here. Not a person in the Zoom chat for us. All right. It's Jen's turn. And feel free, Magister, Turbo, throw out ideas if you want to help dialogue as we go. Jen?
Is it the Normandy?
Is it the Normandy?
It is not the Normandy. No, that feels a little too elementary. Genesis.
Oh. Hey, got to start with the broad strokes first, right?
Right. Not a person, not the Normandy. Magister, what do you think?
Is it a place?
Is it a place?
It is not a place.
Not a place. So it's a thing, maybe? I mean, he said it's a person, place, or thing. So it's got to be a thing. Turbo? Oh.
Is it a group?
A group? That's a concept. That would be a thing, technically.
Yeah.
No.
All right. It's my turn. It's a thing. Is it a physical thing that we can, that we or our characters would be able to touch, interact with?
It is not a tangible item. No,
not, it is not a tangible item. Okay. Interesting.
Ooh.
All right. So that opens up some other possibilities. It could be like a theoretical thing. It could be symbolic. Yeah. It could be something that is physical, but we can't actually touch it. Kind of like, I don't know,
energy, something like that,
energy. Yeah, like electromagnetic energy. You don't really interact with it. Like, I mean, you feel the warmth of the sun, but you don't really touch it. I mean, that's a little bit weird, right?
It's a thing, but we have no idea. We can't touch it, so That's a big concept.
Yeah, Ed, you're up next. So if any of this helps you with your question, feel free to ask.
Is it space magic?
Is it space magic?
It is not space magic, though I wish I had thought of that one.
All right, Jen, back to you.
It's not something that we can physically touch, but it is a concept within the game. Is it a biotic power?
It is not a biotic power.
Ooh, that's a good one. Not a biotic power. Magister, what do you think?
Is it a vehicle of some kind?
Well, hold on. We know it's not tangible, so it can't be a vehicle, right? So, this is where that rule comes in, where it's like, okay, no, I'm giving you back the question. You get to come up with a different question.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it an ideal?
No, it's not an ideal.
Not an ideal. Here, Turbo, and if it comes to, like, Ezo itself, is that technically tangible?
Isn't that more of a gas?
It. You have to mine it.
Yeah.
Right, but
it's a rock that then gets transformed into.
So in some of, I know some of its forms are different than other forms, but technically that would be something that's tangible then. So it wouldn't be on this list. It's not tangible.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where my mind was going. It was like something like that.
Yeah. That's one thing, but I'm trying to think of a thing. Tom, would you consider AIs tangible? Because they have to have a physical body, but...
The computer that runs the AI, that the AI runs on, would be tangible, but the actual intelligence itself, like, that's one of those things that, like, happens within the circuits, right?
Is it like an AI? Like the little...
No.
It's not tangible. Okay, so not an AI. We've got a lot of no's, but this helps narrow things down, right? Not an AI. Yeah. All right, so it's not a place, not a group, not a tangible item, not space magic, not a biotic power, not an ideal, not an AI. Is it, I mean, ideals are like concepts. Is it a conceptual thing, Sam?
I'm sorry, can you ask that again? There's, just as you mentioned in the pre-show, there's now a bunch of sirens going on outside.
Awesome.
And they're coming for me.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry, go ahead and ask again.
So is it like a concept? It's not an ideal, but is it a concept? Is it like a... Are those technically the same thing? Am I asking the same thing? Is this redundant?
No, because I think an ideal is a concept, but not
it's
all
a type
concepts
of concept.
Are ideals.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a... I have to say yes or no, right? So I want to help you. I cannot help you. It is kind of... No, it's not a concept.
I know this feeling because this is what happens to me every time I host. Because I'm like, it's technically sort of, but not really.
I just want to tell the truth, damn it.
Not really. All right, so not a concept. All right.
What could it be?
Over to Ed Boy. If anybody has any ideas of where we can steer this, please feel free to chime in.
I may be asking the same question as... oh my god, I'm so sorry. I forgot your name, Robots.
Tom Robots, it's fine. Yeah, either way is fine.
Is it you? I might be asking the same question as Tom. Is it used to buy and sell goods?
No.
Oh, not used to buy.
And that is question number 11. Goods. By
yeah, that's
way.
11. I'm starting to put numbers on each of these.
We are over the hump.
Jen, you can save us. You got this, right? Like, you know what's going on.
Is it the concept of dark matter?
He said it's dark not a energy? He said it's not a concept. So,
well, okay. Is it dark energy? Okay.
I guess if dark energy isn't, if it's not the concept of dark energy, it's like the actual thing, dark energy, and dark energy is not tangible and it's not considered space magic, then that I believe that is still narrows that down, right?
Correct. Still no.
Okay. Not dark energy. Sorry. All I was right. trying to help you out there, Jen. I was trying to get to something.
I do have a better question, but I can hold that for next
you can
round.
You can pitch the question to Magister or Turbo or me, and somebody else could, like, if it's a good enough question, then we might benefit from that.
Is this thing in all three games?
That's a good question. Magister, do you want to use that question or do you want to ask your own question?
Sure. No, I'll ask that. Is it in all three games?
No.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. All right. Not in all three games. That feels like that helps out a lot. That was a good one. What is something that's only in one of the games that's not tangible? It's not a concept. But it's not tangible, but it's not a concept.
Could it be an important date? Like the First Contact War, for example?
Yeah, but isn't technically that would be referenced in all three games?
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I haven't asked that. I was about to ask that.
I don't think it could be a date, though. It could be a date that is only referenced in one of or two of the games.
I'm trying to think of, I don't know all the dates. Something that's one game.
Wait, hold on. Is he talking about something that's only in Andromeda? Is he pulling a fast one on us and we're all thinking trilogy, but he's like, it's over here in Andromeda.
Or a comic.
I'm just playing 4D chess. Yeah.
Or a comic.
Okay. Do you want me to ask a question about a game question or do you guys think that'd be a waste of a question?
If we can somehow narrow it down.
I was going to, I'm not asking, but this is maybe the question I'm saying. Is it in the original games? Do we want to say that?
Is it in the trilogy?
Yeah, do we want to ask that or should I ask a specific game?
We're up to, this is the 14th question, so we're kind of running out of space here.
Well, I already asked the trilogy question, so.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
He said all three games.
Oh, did Sam answer that?
He said it's not in all three games.
Oh, not, yeah.
We know
yeah,
it's not in all three right. games, but that means it could be in one of the games from the trilogy. It could be in two of the games of the trilogy. It could be Andromeda. It could be in one of the games Andromeda.
No, that means it has to be in one of the three trilogies, though, because he said trilogy. So it can't be in Andromeda. He said it wasn't in all three trilogies. So I mean, doesn't that...
By no, he's, hold on. He said it's not in all three games. The assumption there is that it would be a concept that shows up in Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. But
I thought he said trilogy, so I'm like, ooh, we know it's in the trilogy then.
No, we don't. He confirmed that it's not in all three of the games of the trilogy, which means it could be in one, it could be in two by itself, it could be in three by itself, it could be one and two but not three, it could be two and three but not one, it could be in one and Andromeda but not two and three, right? There's a lot of other permutations that could happen with that.
I want to say something so bad.
It could be in the comics, but not in the games. It could be in the books, but not in the comics or the games. There's still a lot to narrow down here.
Well, it's been on the podcast, so I don't think it could be in Andromeda because they haven't really talked about Andromeda yet.
We have. We've talked about Andromeda. It's come up. We've gone over the races from Andromeda, some of the characters. There were smaller episodes that we did about that stuff, or at least earlier episodes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So here, let me review this one more time. Not a person, not the Normandy, not a place, not a group, not a tangible item, not space magic, not a biotic power, not an ideal, not an AI, not a concept, not used to buy and sell goods, not dark energy. It's not in all three of the games in the trilogy. Chat, you're welcome to give us help here if you'd like to help out.
Because the only question I think of is trying to narrow it down to a game, but I don't think that'd help us very much right now.
Yeah, maybe not.
It might help.
It might.
Sam, is it in either of the first two Mass Effect games?
When you say in, this is an important point of contention, by the way, because I can already see how this line of questioning will go afterward. When you say in, what do you mean? Do you mean you literally see it, or it's brought up, like referenced, like something happening off screen,
like there's some sort of reference to it? I would assume I would assume that you mean is there some sort of reference to it in the first two games?
Yes, like we can actually tell that it's happening. Now something that's happening,
like we may not see it directly, right? We may not be able to do anything with it, but it's at least mentioned in the games.
Yeah, I don't mean like saying like, because I know that some of the comics do this, it happens in the first, you know, I mean, happens while you're playing the game, not in the timeline of the first two games. Does it happen during that time of the first two games?
Wait, that's a very different question. Does it happen during the events? That is a very
different question.
Does it happen during the events of Mass Effect 1 and 2?
No. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to rephrase it. Does it happen in the first two games? When you're playing, do you see it happen or do you hear about it happening? This thing.
Those are also two different questions.
Okay, so let me clarify for Turbo. I think what he's saying is, do we either see it happen or find out about it at all in the first two games? Right? So yes. That covers all
the
of
the answer
games.
To that question is yes.
Okay. Ugh. All right. How am I going to write this? Yes, we find out about it or see it in the first two games. Is that, that clear enough? Finally, a yes. Yeah. Chat's like, finally, yes. Okay. 15th question. Where do we need to go from here? There are some things that chat is helping us out with, things like the Lazarus Project, but wouldn't that be a concept? The project itself is not a concept. Therefore it's like, this is where the lines get fuzzy around things, right?
I would say that the Lazarus Project falls more in line with like an event.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, all right. Let's do that. Is it an event?
Perhaps. Yes.
So it's an event. All right. All right. Yes, it's an event. All right. There we go. We're getting somewhere. It's an event. Do you think it's the Lazarus Project? Do we just need to ask, or do we need to narrow down events now?
It's an event that happens in the first two.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily have to happen. It does.
It may not happen during the events of the first two. Right.
Is it the death of Shepard? Is it like
the attack on the Citadel?
Idea that you can't touch an event.
A war. A genocide of some sort. It could be any of those things because those are all events, right?
I mean, we can narrow it down by saying, did this event happen around Shepard?
Was Shepard involved with the event? Like, mm-hmm. Something like that?
Well, if it happens during the game, wouldn't it all make the V? No, wait, no. There's some stuff that happened when Shepard's not there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky. Ed, where are you leaning? It's your turn. What do you think?
It's hard to say because there's so many
events that happen throughout, like in Mass Effect, but like most of those events are mentioned at least in all three games.
Well, maybe we can narrow down the date. We could ask something like, does it happen during the events of the first two games, or is it something that happens outside of that time frame, meaning like before that, that like is referenced? Does that make sense? Is so it, like if it's like there's so many events that pop in my head. If it's the Genophage events, if it's the First Contact War, if it's like a lot of that kind of stuff, that's before the events of Mass Effect 1 and 2, right? Those are in the past. So we could narrow that down. Like, is it a current event or is it a past event?
Is it... was it a past event?
From the events of Mass Effect 1 and 2. So
I think I may be narrowing it down.
All right, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. Jen, past event.
It is an event that happened prior to Mass Effect 1. That's what we said?
Yes.
Yes, so that means it has to come before the games. So that kind of like means like Genophage.
I mean, that could be, we could go way, way, way back in time too. This could be like before the events of Mass Effect 1 and 2 is like all of history. It's all freaking history in space. We could talk about like maybe it's the origins of the Reapers, the creation of the Mass Effect. There's so many things this could be.
Oh, God. No.
The Rachni War, the Krogan Rebellion. Yeah, Sam Crow in chat. The discovery of
FTL travel, I think, is a big one. And so that's where my brain is kind of like leading down the path of where I want to ask questions to. Mm-hmm. But
maybe we could clarify what race the event has to do with.
Yeah.
Like, if it has to do with humans, then that may include everything like the discovery of the relays or the First Contact War, like those kinds of things, right?
Is it a major human event?
No.
It's not human. Not a major human event. And we're not going to get stuck on major here. It's not like it's a minor human event, right? Like, I guess I shouldn't ask that question.
I'm not being a lawyer.
You're not going to do that. Okay, cool. Cool. All right. We're down to the last three questions. Magister, I'm going to have the last question. You guys are going to have to help me with this. Magister, what are you thinking?
Does the event involve a war?
Yes.
Oh, it's a war. All right. That's good. That was a good one. War?
So that actually nails it down quite a bit. I feel like.
So it has nothing to do with humans, so it can't be the First Contact War, right?
So I'm thinking...
The Krogan Rebellions, those are two big ones.
Those are two
big
ones.
The Morning Wall.
War of Reapers. The OG Reapers.
Yeah, it could be any of those.
You guys got two questions left.
Two questions. All right. How can we narrow this down in a way? Okay. It's Sam. Which one would Sam pick? What if we do the psychology thing?
We could. Oh, wait. No.
The Battle Turtles. That's what Sam would pick.
Pick the Battle Turtle
buddies? Trying to figure out the psychology of Sam in a 20 questions game is really difficult.
We could ask if it involves synthetics or organics, because either way that will help us narrow it down even more.
Are there how many different wars so that would narrow it down to two wars?
If it was, it involves synthetics, then and Sam says no, then we can narrow that down to it being like organic wars, so like the Krogan Rebellions, even like some obscure shit like the Turian colony wars or whatever. And if it's organic, then we can narrow it down to rather the Reaper Wall with the Protheans or to the Morning Wall. If that makes sense.
Yeah, this is tricky. I'm not sure anything's... I mean, I feel like at this point with two questions, we're just kind of... we're just grabbing at stuff. Because even if we narrow it down to multiple, we're still just going to have to make a guess at the end.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Turbo, this is your question.
And I can't ask, like... this is, I'm not asking questions, it's me just spitballing right now. Sure. I can't even ask, like, does this involve one of the main cast? Because all the wars that happened involve one of the main cast of the cast races. So it's like,
And unless it's really, really old.
Well, I don't remember any wars really happening with like.
Wait a minute. He said, okay, wait. Let's go back. It is not in all three games. Did that mean the event that was, it is not referenced in all three games, right?
Yeah.
Can I gain clarity on that, Sam, without asking a question?
Yeah, I'll give you some clarity on this. When I was asked, is it in all three games?
Uh-huh.
And this is why I brought it up after the fact about what do you mean by in?
Right.
When you ask if it's in all three games, I didn't say yes, because saying yes would have indicated that this is something that you see on screen.
Right. Okay. So can we, is it fair to gain clarity and say that it is something referenced in all three games, even if we don't see it on screen?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I won't count that as a question.
Okay. That's fair. That's clarity. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it is referenced in all three games. So it's not like my thought here was if it's only referenced in one of the three games, then that might narrow it down a little bit, but it's something that probably is referenced in all three. We just don't see it on screen. So if we don't see it on screen,
if we don't see it in all three games, but it is referenced in all three games. We just don't see it.
Right. Okay. We don't necessarily see it. So if we don't necessarily see it,
the Krogan War and the war with the Reapers are kind of mentioned in all three games.
Yes.
That removes the Morning War from all three games because it wasn't called that. Or it removes it. It's not talked about in all three. It's not talked about in the first game.
Yeah.
Is the Geth or the enemy? We don't care and want to learn anything about why they rebelled.
Do you feel like it's either the Krogan one or Krogan rebellion or the Reaper War? And if we just ask if it's one of those, then I can ask if it's the other.
Yeah.
Or do we feel like it might be something beyond those two?
No, because the Rachni War wasn't really mentioned that in all three games. Rachni War was more 1 and 3 as we dealt with the Rachni.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And Day is saying you see the Prothean Reaper War in Mass Effect 3, right? Because you see Javik and all that. But that still answers the question that we don't see it in all three games. Even if we saw it in one of the three games, the answer would still be no to seeing it in all three. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
It's so like, what am I asking?
I mean, I feel like we could just ask, like, is it the Krogan Rebellion? Is it the Reaper War? Is like right. just maybe we just at we just shoot we just shoot our shots and we just see if we hit anything.
Is it the Krogan War?
The Krogan Rebellion?
What Tom said earlier.
The Krogan Rebellion.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we did it.
Did it on question 19.
We did it.
For a minute, I was thank almost you for your thinking help, chat. Sam was like reaching way deep into the lore, doing the fucking Prothean and Inusanan role. I could see Sam doing that.
Yeah, well, no, see, yes, but you know we haven't covered that specifically. That is true.
So. Right, it's all stuff that we've covered before, right?
Like I said, you guys were thinking I was playing 4D chess. I wasn't.
Right. This is what I went through in the other shows too. I was like, I'm picking things that I think are relatively easy. They're generally things that everyone talks about or hears about or thinks about all the time when they think about this game series, right? And I feel like you're probably doing the same thing because you could go for something really, really niche, but that's not the point of this. The point is like, can we get to the thing that it seems obvious once you get to it and you're like, oh yeah, clearly that was it. Awesome. Well, it took us the whole first half of the show to get the first one. I'm going to take a quick mid break and thank you guys, our patrons and everybody else as fast as I can. And so we can get back to the next question, see if we can at least knock maybe one or two more out. So don't go anywhere.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this
Lorecast
is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. We have to welcome our newest patrons, Onyx, Osprey, and Luke. Welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for signing up. And to all of our patrons, thank you so much for being here. And I have to shout out our Shepherd tier patrons, Ed Boy, Kira C, Lieutenant Tucino, and William. Thank you so much for your support as well. We couldn't do this without all of you, so thanks for being here. Also, we've got the opportunity to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I'll read it out on a future episode of the show. We don't have any new ones this week. You can also rate the show on Spotify or whatever podcatcher you listen to. Share it with your friends. All of that stuff is super helpful. But most importantly, thank you to our patrons. Thank you for being here and playing funny games with us on this episode and or just supporting the show and all of that stuff. All right, let's move on with the rest of the game. Here we go.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, on to number two. We ended with Turbo. Turbo got it. Since I'm the host, I'll pass it over. Let's go to Ed. Started it last time. Let's go to Jen. Jen, you can kick us off on this one if you're ready. If you're not chewing something currently while I put you on the spot.
Okay.
I'm trying to be nice.
No. Just wasn't expecting it. Okay, so we'll start with question number one. Person, place, or thing?
Okay.
I can only answer yes or no questions.
You got to ask one of those.
Well, that's rude. Is it a person?
Is it a person?
Yes.
It is a... Nice. It is a person. A person. All right, Magister, we know it's a person.
Is it an alien?
Meaning non-human.
Non-human.
Yes. I'm just trying to be as specific as we possibly can. It is a human. Oh, so it's not a non... Wait, it's not a non-human. Not a non-human.
It depends on what the meaning of is.
Right? All right, so it's not a non-human, which means it's probably a human. Or at least it's a... Yeah. Is there anything else it could be than a human?
No,
the question was, is it an alien?
Right.
Is it an alien?
Right. It's not an alien. Wait, oh, so wait. It's not an alien. Oh, let me be more specific on this. Not an alien was the question, right? That doesn't mean it can't be AI.
Yes, instead it could be also there.
Right, right. All right, Turbo? Turbo, you got to unmute yourself, buddy. There you go. All right.
Turbo,
well, he's working on it. Oh, there he is.
I was muted. No, I was muted.
All right. What are you thinking? It's not an alien. We know that, but it is a person.
It's not a person. It is a person, and it's not an alien.
Right.
So either means it's synthetic, or it's not, or it's human. Well, I mean, wait, it's either a robot, or you know,
it's either it's an AI or it's a human. Is yeah. Kind of what that narrows down to, right?
Yeah. So is it synthetic?
No,
not synthetic. All right.
So that kind of narrows it down to.
So I feel like it's got to be a human. Right? It's got to be a human of some sort, right? Is it a? Is it somebody we interact with on the Normandy?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. That helps narrow it down, right? Like, it can't be other characters that you only see at a distance or on planets, things like that. So it has to be somebody. So maybe like a companion, or maybe somebody who's on the Normandy staff, or somebody who visits the Normandy temporarily in one of the games. And it definitely can't be an Andromeda then, right?
So, yeah.
All right. So somebody you interact with on the Normandy. Ed, what do you think?
This might be a waste of a question, but I'm just going to throw it out. Do we interact with them in person on the Normandy?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. Oh, face to face, like in person. They're not like a, like the whole projection thing. Right.
Yeah.
In person. All right. Back to Jen.
Is it a female of the human species?
Yes.
It's a female. I feel like we're doing a lot better this time, everybody. Magister, I have an idea, but I'm not going to share it unless you guys really want me to share it.
Share.
Go for it.
Here's a hint. This is Sam.
Oh,
Jen knows. Fair. Jen knows. Jen nodded. I saw that. Who do you think might think it is?
Are they in the Alliance?
Yes.
Okay.
They are in the Alliance. Okay. In the Alliance. I like where your head's at, Sam Crow. In chat. Turbo, it's your turn.
Are they a squad mate? Like, you actually take them out on missions? Or that's what I'm asking. You take them out on missions?
Like, they're a squad mate. Somebody you can add to your squad and go out into the field with. Not necessarily just somebody who happens to be out in the field when you're out there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the ones, like, one of the two people you can pick.
No, they're not a squad mate.
Not a squad mate.
What?
Right. Not a squad mate. Do they happen to be an older doctor?
Yes.
Yes. An older doctor. All right. Well,
who could that be?
It's a Dr. Chakwas.
No, yeah, it is.
Dr. Chocolates, we got it. Nice. That was a lot. That was like half as many. That was question 10. Is she a hot doctor? Next question.
Yes.
Does Sam have a crush on her?
Yes.
All of the above.
All right. That's all two. Right. That's two. We got plenty of time. Maybe we can do two more
I'm
still.
I'm glad that one was easier for you guys. All right.
People usually are easier.
All right. Jen started the last one. We'll start with Magister this time. We'll keep going through the list. Did you want to add something else, Sam?
No, I was just going to say, I have a list of topics in front of me. I will pick one of the ones we haven't used yet.
All right. Start us off, Magister.
Is it a place?
No.
Not a place. All right. Turbo?
Is it a person?
Yes.
You do like the game show thing where you have to pause before you find out the answer in order to just create tension. Is a person.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just clarify. Is it a human person?
No.
Not a human. Okay. Not a human. And then there is a down. All right. Ed?
Are they a squad mate on the Normandy?
Yes.
Squad mate confirmed. Wow, this is going quick. Okay. Jen?
Green skin.
No.
Not green skin. All right. Magister? Everyone's thinking through all the different people in ways that... this is like playing... what's the game with the little people? They flap, you drop them down, and you have to be like, do they have curly hair? Guess who? Yeah. Right? So you have to try to figure out which things reduce the number most evenly so you can narrow it down. Right? Do they happen to wear glasses? All right, Magister, what do you think?
They're a squad... You said they're a squad mate, right?
Yeah. Yes. They're a person, a human person, not a human person, sorry, a squad mate not with green skin. That's what
are they one about. Of them? Are they one of the most popular potential romances?
No,
they're not a popular romance. Okay, not a pop. That's a good question, Euler. Romance. All right.
So not Garrus, Tally.
Yeah, I would assume it's not Garrus or Tally. I
get maybe. Or Liara.
Yeah, you can add Liara to that, right? Okay, Turbo.
What is that? Okay, I'm talking to the guys. What does that leave us? That leaves us both Rex both, and Grunt.
Yeah, both Krogans. They can't be human. I mean, it could be AI.
Javik. Right? They leave us Javik.
Maybe Javik.
Green skin, not green skinned.
Oh, Javik technically has green skin. Yeah.
I forgot for a second.
Is Krogan got green skin or is it like yellow?
It's greenish, right?
Yeah, it's greenish.
It's greenish. It could be Edie.
Both Krogans.
It could be.
The face.
What was that, Jen?
Javik has green on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be one of the AIs. It could be.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't roll synthetics.
Yeah, because we got two AIs, two Krogans that we can still pick from.
Right. It's not human, so it can't be Jack. Who else?
Can't be Garrus, Tally, or Liara. It could be. It still could be Samara or her daughter Maris.
Mm-hmm.
Morinth.
Yeah. Morinth.
Wait, no. Wait, did we? Oh, we. Oh no. No one asked if it was female. Yeah.
They're blue. You could ask if they're blue.
I got a question. Do they have a female body type?
No.
Not a female body type.
No.
Not a female.
So that gets rid of Edie
type.
And both Samara and Morris. So it has to be either the two Krogans or
Yeah.
Legion.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they a Krogan?
Not a Krogan.
Not a Krogan. All right.
Has to be Legion.
I mean,
or Morden.
Yeah. There's others we're not thinking of. Ed, we got a lot still. We've got 12 questions still. So if we want to just start guessing, we could probably get there. Morden. Yeah, Morden's an option.
Wait, did we already confirm that it's original trilogy?
No, we did not have
that. No, wasn't one of the questions, are they a squad mate on the Normandy? And he said yes.
Yeah.
So that confirms the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Are they only in one of the games?
No.
There are multiple games. All right. Not only in one of the games.
Wait, aren't all this technically squad mates in more than one game? There's not your squad mate in the other games.
Yeah.
Morden is only in two games.
Yeah, Javik, but we already ruled him out.
Well, I guess it would have been more accurate if I had asked if they were a squad mate only in one game. That would have made more sense, actually.
Hmm. Jen, it's your turn. What do you think?
So we've said that it's an alien, it's a non-romance option, male character, and they are...
Well, they're not a popular romance option. It's not that they're not a romance option. They're not a popular one.
Well, that could also mean they're not a romance one. Because if you're not romance period, you're not popular.
Exactly. So they're either romanceable and not popular or not romanceable.
Okay.
They're not a Krogan.
Not a Krogan.
Oh, not a Krogan.
They're not a Krogan. And not only in one of the games.
Did we go from? I'm just gonna go with Morden. Are you thinking of Morden?
If intended to try human, would try you? Yes, I am.
It's Morden. We got it. 10 questions again. All right, that's 3. We've got time for one more. I think we have time for one more.
If we're quick.
Getting better as we go. I feel like we're getting better.
All right. I got a few more ideas here. You want me to pick one of the easier ones or one of the harder ones?
Easier ones.
Easier ones?
I was going to say go hard mode.
Yeah.
It's up to you, Sam. Go with your gut.
Go out with a bang.
Go with your gut.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay. Turbo, kick us off.
Is it a thing?
No.
was a very long time to get to know. Not a thing. Is it a person?
Yes.
It's a person. Okay. It's a person. Oh, I mean, is this going to be a more obscure person? This might, but it has to be something we've covered on the show. So it can't be too obscure. But funny people do show up on the show, right? Like, there are individuals that are kind of joke characters that show up. So it might be one of those. Ed, you're up. So go with it where you want.
Question.
Sure, Turbo. What's up?
Do we think Sam is the kind of person who would put on this list one of the made up people Sam and Tom has made? Do we think he'd do that to us?
Is it no. one of the fake bands you have created?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. But I don't think so. I think it has to be somebody who's actually in the game. Let me be clear about this, right, Sam? These are characters that come up in the game, not characters that just come up in our stupid headcanon version of the game, right?
Yeah, Danny DeVolis is not on my list.
Right, right.
He said, okay. Go hard, and I'm like, he's gonna do this, is he?
All right, Ed, you got a question?
All right, are they a squad mate?
I'm sorry?
Are they a squad mate?
Yeah. No.
Not a squad mate. Got it. All right, Jen. What do you think?
Do we meet them in all three games? Physically, face-to-face.
Do we physically, face-to-face meet them in all three games?
Yes.
Ooh. We physically, face-to-face meet them all three games. Okay. Magister?
Are they an alien? Non-human?
Yes.
They are an alien. Okay, I'm thinking like elusive man, stuff like that, but it can't be that
human.
They're not human. We meet them in all three games face to face.
Okay.
Not a squad mate. I still like the whole like centering things around the Normandy. Like, are they ever on the Normandy? Right. Cause sometimes people are temporarily and then they're not, or, you could talk about the Citadel. Like, do we,
yeah, I'm going to say like, okay. Cause anytime I think of I'm thinking of what instances, but it wouldn't narrow it down enough.
Yeah. Something kind of general, right? Something general. We meet them face to face. Which places do you typically meet aliens face to face? Sometimes they're on the Normandy. Sometimes you're at the Citadel. Sometimes you're on very specific planets.
Yeah.
You meet them in all three games face to face. So it's somebody.
I got to think it's either narrow it down to three or narrow it down to the other ones. Is it one of the three? Is the person a part of the race of one of the three main Citadel Council races? I'd be Asarian, Turian, or Solarian. Is it one of those three races?
No.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. So not a main council race.
Those three races.
That's good. Good. Not a main council race. All right. My question.
It may not be Danny DeVolis, but now I'm thinking that it is a Volus, because the only one I can only think of one character right now off the top of my head that you physically meet face to face in all three games as an alien. That's not a squad mate.
Yeah. Is it a biotic god? That's not my real question.
Since we're getting to the end, and because I can already see where this line of questioning is going to go, I want to clarify that there is no available distinction with those first three questions, person, place, or thing. There's no available distinction for if it's multiple people.
Like an organization? Like, wouldn't that be a thing then?
Organization, wouldn't that be a thing?
It's a thing made of people, but it's not people.
Yeah.
So if it's an organization, then the answer would be that it's not a person. It's a thing.
I can't answer that without telling you.
I mean, okay, wait. The Geth are all a hive mind, but not and they are alien to being human, right?
Yeah.
And you do interface with Geth face to face in all three games.
Yeah, because there's only one Geth that I would consider a. Not until the third game. Every Geth become one person, right?
Right, because that's kind of the fuzzy line there, at least with the Geth, unless I'm conceiving that in a weird way. Does that make sense? Are they synthetic? We didn't talk about synthetic or biological. We could say,
right? Yeah.
Wait, okay. So let's clarify that. Is it a person? Is it? No, that's not going anywhere either. Okay. How about should we do the synthetic or biological thing? All right. Are they synthetic?
No, they're not synthetic.
They're not synthetic. So it's biological, but it may be a group of some sort.
We have to ask.
What's you could ask.
I mean, there are only a couple of organizations and groups that we meet in all three games. So
We
physically come face to face with members of this group in all three games.
Chad is saying maybe a Hanar. What do you think about that?
What's the would we consider the Reapers? Because aren't some of the Reapers organic?
They're a mix.
They're both.
So if it's not synthetic, it can't be a Reaper because they're both. They're both synthetic and organic. Right? Wouldn't that rule that out by logic? Maybe? I don't know. Lol, it's Blasto. says call me in chat.
With a particular person, or is it an actual, like, is it a specific person type situation, so we know whether it's like a group of something or is it an actual
individual character? Is it an individual, right?
Is it an individual?
Right. Yeah. That sounds like a good question. You want to pitch that?
Yeah, I'm pitching him, but
It's Ed's turn to ask. So I'm just wondering, do you want to ask that question?
So Matisho Bubba's question.
Is it an individual? Is the question?
Is it an individual?
No,
it's not an individual. Okay, not an individual, and they're not synthetic. They're biological, I guess.
And they're not part of the council races.
So could it just be the race, like,
yeah, a race of people,
like the race
thinking.
Of this, right? Like the Hanar or the Volus, or
because if you think about it that route, though, I can only really think of like a couple like species that we meet throughout all three games.
Mm-hmm.
There's
some more obscure ones too that we have talked about. Like we've talked about some of like the villain races, and so it could be one of those. It doesn't have to be a nice one that you have conversations with and hobnob on the Citadel with.
I'm trying to think of what all the races you meet in all three games.
You can just Google search real quick if you want, Jen. Just so you know, it's your question if you have an idea.
Yeah, I was now thinking along the lines of trying to get into Sam's head, and I'm like, ooh, okay, is it a Varin? Is it the Varin? Because puppies, and I know he wants a dog, so...
Well, he said it's a person. Are Varin considered...
They're intelligent creatures.
Would you consider
those animals?
Would you consider an animal, Turbo? It's another one of those like foggy distinctions, at least in my head.
And you interact with them in all three games face to face. They are not squad mates. Ugh.
They're not synthetic, not an individual. I mean, I guess we could say, is it a race?
Yeah, we could do that and knock it out and learn.
Is it a race?
Yes.
Yes, it is a race. Okay. All right. Cool. We're getting somewhere. All right. Is a race. All right, Magister, now we just have to narrow down which race it is.
And we got 11 questions to do it, so it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah,
we could answer. Ask if they have more than two eyes.
Yeah, that would narrow it down some. Yeah. Yeah. Magister, where are you leaning on this? What do you think?
Do they have, is it a race with two eyes?
Wait. Is it a race with only two eyes? Because a race with two eyes may include races with four eyes. See where I'm going here? Yes. I was a philosophy major in college. Logic is one of those key components of philosophy. So I just want to be.
I appreciate you. So, is it a race with only two eyes?
Yes.
Okay, a race with only two eyes. Turbo, what do you think?
You're making this really difficult, Sam.
And we know it's not. And we know. We already know it's not. What three races? It's not.
Right. So it can't be one of those three. So it has to be something different.
Yeah.
Volus have two eyes, right? It's a Volus, right? Come on.
Yeah, I was thinking Volus, actually.
Does Volus even know how to Volus?
Okay, should I ask this or not?
I think there's only so many to get to. I think we just ask them, right?
Like, yeah, that's what I was going to start doing is just start asking them.
Nine questions.
Is it a Corian?
No.
Corians are good.
Not a Corian. That starts with a Q, right? Corian.
Yes.
All right, my turn. Is it a Volus?
No.
It's not. There's not the Volus. Okay, it's not the Volus. Not Volus. All right, so now we only have so many left.
What the fuck?
Krogan have two eyes? Just list them out. List out creatures.
Krogan,
list out races.
Drell.
Krogan. Drell.
Vorcha.
Vorcha? Don't they have multiple eyes?
No, they only have two.
Have two.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Elcor.
Do Elcor have two eyes? Do they have eyes?
Are you mean Elcor in every single game?
Oh, not Elcor.
The Sibyl one.
The Hanar.
Yeah, the Hanar don't really have eyes, right? They just. I mean, unless they're like really tiny and you just don't see them, but I don't think.
I'm not going to make a guess, but I will ask if we see them in the Blood Pack mercenary group.
Ooh.
What?
Are they in the Blood Pack?
No, they're not in the Blood Pack.
Not in the Blood Pack.
It's got to be the Elcor then.
Yeah.
But did you
do you want to ask if it's Elcor, Jen?
Oh, it is my question, huh? Because it's not Volus. It's not because we see.
It's not Corian.
Not Krogan.
I think Elcor is honestly the only thing we have left.
Yeah.
Yes, not multiple.
Is it Elcor?
Elcor Drell.
Congratulatory. Yes.
Elcor. Nice. Good one. Wow, that one 14 questions that time.
So you guys see what I was talking about, like person, place, or thing. Well, if it's a race, like, no, I'm not going to call it a thing. Like, these are people.
It's tricky when it gets to something that's conceptual, rather, like, it's a concept that is people, like there's layers on that. Yeah, it's tricky. It's one of those things that I deal with every time I run these games, and then I give answers and people are like, oh geez, Tom, now you're making it hard. And I'm like, no, actually I'm trying to make it easier so that you get the sense that, like, you're not going to come back at me later and go, well, wait a minute, that's not just an individual person. I'm like, well, kind of, but not, you know.
Yeah.
So good job, Sam. These were good ones. And good job, team. This is so fun. I actually got to be on the guessing side. We got the first one in 19 questions and then the next two in 10 and then this one in 14. So we're doing pretty well. Didn't miss any. But that was awesome. Thanks for being here and being a part of that. Why don't we go back through everybody and feel free to share anything that you want to put out into the universe, something you're working on that you want everybody to know about or something like that. And we'll start with Ed. Ed, you have anything you want to share?
No, not really. I just occasionally go on to Discord when I have time.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a part of this. This was super fun. And then
it's
Jen.
Been a while since I've been able to join.
Yeah. I'm glad you were able to make it. And then Jen's up next. Jen, you've got stuff.
I do have stuff. I'm part of a couple different shows, Two Girls, One Ship, where we analyze, rate, and review video game romances, the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we talk everything related to cyberpunk, and Scyther Audio's audio drama, The Avengers, the audio drama, which a new episode just dropped. So go take a listen.
Oh, that's super cool. What are you playing a role on that?
I am. Commander Williams.
Cool. That's awesome.
Navy on that one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, go check that stuff out. Thanks, Jen. Magister, you have anything you want to share?
Yes, Magister DeVita, on the Discord, as well as with the Patreon. Also, currently have a account on Fiverr. Magister Works is kind of bare bones right now. I'm looking into getting helping with world building consulting and character building consulting, whether it be for creating a story or wanting to be a DM for Dungeons and Dragons or whatever else, or if you need to come up with your character design for theater or just tabletops in general, I would gladly be able to work with you. And feel free to hit me up on Discord if you're interested.
Very cool. Good luck with that. That sounds awesome. Thanks for being here. And then Turbo. Usually you're just like, I don't have anything.
I have nothing going on.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you made it. And thanks for being part of this. All right, Sam, we got to wrap it up. You have stuff going on?
Yeah, like Genesis had mentioned, the Scyther audio drama. I also am back in that one. I mentioned the Avengers a while ago. Well, I'm still playing Jarvis and having just as much fun with it, if not more now. There were a lot of outtakes that I'm kind of curious to see if the director included those. So that's fun. That'll be up. Is it already up, Jen? It's already up. All right. So by the time anyone's listening to this, you can go and find the Scyther Avengers audio drama. Listen to all parts of that. But, you know, other than that, streaming to Twitch, Mass Effect, my personal canon playthrough. I've taken a little bit of time off of it because just like last week with the Lorecast, work has been pretty tough. But I mean, in my personal life, I have a big, big project coming out. I put together a mini documentary, and that one's coming out just in my personal life on Monday. We'll see how it's received. But yeah, it was a lot of work. You know, I wrote, shot, edited, interviewed, produced the entire thing, like all of it.
Wow.
So yeah. And I had to do that on top of my normal job. So that was a lot of work.
Thanks, corporate America.
Yeah, I didn't get 2 paychecks either, even though that's like 4 people's jobs. But
yeah,
but yeah, that's what's going on with me. As always, people can catch me on Twitch and Twitter at N7 The Legend. And of course, I'm part of the Discord, too.
Awesome. Yeah, go check out that stuff. And of course, robotsradio.net for the rest of my shows and the rest of the other shows on the network, full of lots of great content creators creating all sorts of fun things, mostly about video games, but, you know, other nerd culture stuff as well. Thanks for being here. Sam and I will be back next week with a regular episode. So we look forward to seeing you again then. Thanks for being here live in the live chat. we'll see you next time. All right. Have a wonderful week. See you all later.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.